Okay, the next agenda item revolves around the agenda item number 21, upon which we will all be voting later, the master plan for UIC. This has ramifications for 15 or 20 years at least, and it's such a big item in my mind that it was discussed in ASAC, but I wanted all trustees to have a chance to hear a little more detail of what you'll be voting on. And Michael does a superb job of presenting this, and he's very kindly agreed to recapitulate that for us. So I'll turn it over to Chancellor Emeritus.
I'm going to try to stand behind the podium, in front of the podium. I don't know somehow that I can use this one to point out certain elements in the pictures that you're going to see. As I said in the welcoming remarks, this is a very important component for URC's planning exercises. And going back 2 years, in the summer of 2016, we had already completed a set of strategic priorities, an enrollment plan that we have been executing. Thank you. An enrollment plan that we have been executing, and two very specific reports regarding the operations of the university and how to become more entrepreneurial, and African American student enrollment, retention, and graduation. What was missing to put all of our strategic initiatives together was a capital plan, and it couldn't be done before the other ones, because the other ones inform the capital plan and lead us to the decisions that we have to make. So we started this process, and 1 year later, in 2017, we had a very robust list of projects, buildings that we needed and improvements that we needed to make, and we were almost ready to come out and say, this is our master plan. I have an external advisory board made out of business leaders that looked at this plan, and they said, Chancellor, you have a list of projects. You don't have a plan. You need to put the cohesive, you need to put the glue together that takes consideration of the entire campus, of the space and the directions of the campus, put some principles together, and then puts these projects where they belong. And that was a very good advice. Enter the state procurement process that took us around 6 months to be able to hire an external group of planners. But sometime in the spring, we started specifically this part. And that was a relatively short and less expensive engagement because a lot of the work had been done. We knew what we wanted. We wanted to put it together. So we had two groups, a local group, Moody Nolan, and a very well-known national group that deals specifically with urban universities, Ayers St. Gross, Ayers St. Gross, right, that they looked at all of our ideas, aspirations, strategic plans, and put this plan together. You can see here the timeline, which is not that important. What is more important is the guiding principles. What we ask them to do is take under consideration our strategic priorities and use them as guiding principles to lead this master plan development. So as you will see, drive excellence is very important. It's something that you will continue to hear from UIC. Enhance the identity and the brand of the university. That's an issue that specifically we have. The UIC brand and identity needs to be clear, needs to be known. And then put an emphasis on Chicago. That's something that I have been saying from the very first minute that I met with this board during the recruiting that you were doing, and mentioned the university for Chicago. And that's exactly what we are. And of course, we want this plan to be exciting, transformational, and bold. It's a difficult task because if you look at our campus, there are two pieces of it. There is the undergraduate and the STEM campus, and then you have the healthcare delivery and the healthcare education campus that we are in today. And in between, there's a lot of stuff. There's a great neighborhood in there. There are a lot of restaurants. There are a lot of other people that they live at the same space that we are. So how do you manage to give the same identity and connect the two? That's one of the questions that we ask the planners. The presentation that I will make, and I'll be brief, it breaks it down in three different pieces. It looks at the West Campus, first, where we are, and it looks at two components of the East Campus, but at the same time, there is connectivity between these three as well. So starting with the West Campus, and that's where where we were, actually. The first slide is what currently exists here. What do we see, again, these are the principles, and there is an effort in every component of the campus that we have, first of all, to create some clear pathways across the campus, and that's what we propose here for the West Campus, and also create as much green space as possible so the campus feel welcoming. This is a place where people want to hang around. Right? Not having a corporate attitude that I'm coming here to do my job, and as soon as my job is done, I'm gone, which is a problem in urban campuses. We are not the only ones who face this problem. You will see here some of the initial projects. This is the ambulatory surgery center that we know is starting fairly soon. This board has talked significantly about it. This is the drug discovery center that you saw part of the appropriation request. But even without the appropriation request, this is something that we are planning to do. It is something that is funded in part by the DPI funds and self-funded by the university. And you see some that they're a little bit later, the cancer center. We're going for NCI designation. It's obvious that we need a building for the cancer center. That's probably, these two, I can see them starting fairly quickly. This one maybe is a few months or a couple of years behind them. And you see eventually some other buildings that they're down in the horizon 5 to 10 years. Remember, this is a 10-year plan. Not everything will be done at the same time. You see also the development of the green spaces, the sense of a quad, and then the corridors across the campus. Architects do a very good job taking current pictures and planners and making them very attractive on what it's going to look like. This is a view of the Polk Street, as you view the building that the president's office is actually somewhere up here currently. And this is the L station. And that's the area where we're going to build the drug discovery center. That's something that's going to happen fairly soon. And you can see how this is going to transform this area with a new building. And some of the architectural elements of the buildings, by the way, are part of the plan. There is an emphasis on glass, especially in the first few floors. So people who pass by, there are a lot of people who live in Chicago that they have been here all their lives. They pass by our campus on a daily basis, and they have no clue what we are doing or who we are. So that's an attempt to make the campus more friendly, more open to the city, and show them what we are doing. A lot of undergraduate laboratories, they're going to be down on the first floor of this building so people can see the students in there. And you can see here how we plan actually to connect this to the L station and make it a seamless transition. That's another picture of roughly the same area. The hospital is right here. The building that we were looking at is here. That's an ugly parking lot that is there for a number of years by now. And that's how we think it could look like and how we want it to look like as one of the quads. As one of the quads, and Didi is pointing to the microphone, as one of these green spaces that we hope students will utilize. And that's, again, the drug discovery building. Now, I was looking at this and I said, even the power lines are going to go away. The power lines are not going to go away, but it's going to look much better than what we are seeing right now. There is a challenge connecting the West and the East campus, and we believe that we can use the Taylor Street, which is the main artery that goes between the two, brand the Taylor Street with our colors and with our banners, and have a much stronger presence there, and make these the way that the two sides of the campus communicate with each other. Moving, if you look at the East Campus, there are two distinct areas here. One is north of Taylor, and one is south of Taylor. And most of the activity in this area has to do with the first couple of years, general education courses, and the colleges of business, liberal arts, and education. Most of the activity here has to do with juniors and seniors. Athletics, by the way, is on this part. A lot of their facilities are on this part as well, and has to do primarily with STEM graduates, engineering, and the science part of liberal arts and sciences. So if we go first on the north side of the, and I know I'm confusing you now with directions, north, south, east, west, I'm even getting confused. But if you go on the area which is between Harrison and Halsted, right, this is the big tall building, the 28th floor, and I'm really happy to see that, you know, this is the P3 building, the residence hall and academic center, and I'm really happy to see it already done according to these planners. We still have a few months until it's completed, but it looks good. Then you see, again, the same principles here, trying to create a corridor across campus. And this is a very important entrance for us because a lot of the students come off the L and they move in this direction into the campus and preserving a green quad here, creating a north quad. And this was made possible because just a couple of years ago, we finally reached agreement with Exelon to be able to take over an abandoned substation which was there for 50 years. Correct the site, there was some remediation needed on the site, and by now it's a very nice green space that we're not willing to do anything with other than keep it as part of the quad that we're creating. You can see also the tendency here to open to Harrison and Halsted and replace some of the previous dormitories, which were like a fort, with higher buildings that allow us to open up the space and make it much more visible to the people that they come out, and also frame the city behind it for our students. So if you look at some pictures again, this is from the center of the campus looking towards the city. These are the dormitories that they're blocking everything. And what we expect to happen is that we will go up, open up the space, and make it very clear that this is consistent with what we are saying, that Chicago is our campus. You will be able to see the old Sears Tower. Right? That's how I remember it as well, right from the center of the campus, very nice and clear. And if you look on the other side, looking at how this is going to look from somebody coming from Halsted, I don't know if these fences are ever going to go away. This is the IDOT project that lasts forever, right? But if they do, this is how our campus is going to look like. And these are the new dormitories on the side and then a clear entrance. Finally, again, this is a very important avenue for us. This is the entrance from the Peoria Street. And we will have a new business school right there, very visible. Our business school needs an identity. It's lost into the 28 floors, a very clear identity for the business school and a much more friendly way for our students to cross the bridge and get into the campus with very clear vision of the campus as well. Even the center of the campus, where the student union is, we expect it to change as well. We want to make it greener. That's what the students want also. And one of the questions that I asked after I saw a number of these slides, I said, you realize that all of this green in Chicago is 4 months of the year, or maybe 5 months of the year. How do they look like in February? So they put a slide like this as well in there, making the point that this center area also can be an ice rink during the winter. Our Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs had a heart attack regarding liabilities and so on and so forth, but we will work it out one way or another. Finally, looking at the east side of the east campus, the south side, again, same principles. An axis or two axes here through which the students can go. Again, very happy to see that this engineering innovation building is done, considered done. We'll see it next summer coming in. But again, a lot of green space. And the two major projects in this case, and let me, I forgot to point this out to you. The major projects here that I expect to happen in the next 3 years to 4 years is the business school, plus a complete remake of the auxiliaries, of the dormitories here. At a later phase, we have a performing arts center, which could be a marquee, a very characteristic building here on campus, an extension of the library, as well as an additional academic building. Now, if we go to the south side of this campus, again, this is a building under construction right now, and the new major projects here is, first of all, the computer science and engineering building, again, part of the DPI funds are going to make this a reality, and this is a sad story. This is the ACTB, the Advanced Chemical Technology Building, that has been appropriated 12 years ago. Two governors broke ground on this building. The last one was 5 years ago, and we are still without a building, but We have hope because it was reappropriated again this year due to the efforts that we made, and we believe that this year, finally, it will be real. There are additional academic buildings given the growth that we have in the STEM fields, and there is a soccer stadium here that we really need. And one last picture, this is what our entrance into the campus looks like. This is Roosevelt and Halsted, and this is what it could look like with a new ACTB building there, and eventually down the road, an entertainment complex at Roosevelt and Halsted. So these are the pictures and the exciting stuff of the plan. There's a lot of detail in terms of architectural components, in terms of the specific landscaping plans, and in terms of the rationale behind the connectivity. I'll be happy to answer your questions, and I'm looking forward to your consideration and approval of the plan.
Comments, questions?
Visionary. I think it looks excellent.
Thank you.
I only have a comment, having gone to school here for 4 years, that you kind of went to class and you got out as fast as you could because it wasn't very collaborative space. People didn't hang around. It's nice to see that you're opening it up and kind of, you know, allowing the city to get in and, you know, making it a place where students can congregate and collaborate. And I think it's a great plan that you have. And, you know, the devil's in the details, right? We have to get money, but I think having the plan is important, and making sure that you know what you want year by year is very important, and this is a great way to do it.
I want to make sure also that you don't think this is a wish list, right? And thank you, Ray. Thank you for the question. For the first six or seven projects, the ones that they are in dark blue that we have pointed out, there is a financial plan, there are cost estimates, and you will see them coming through this board for approval within the next 12 to 18 months. There are some contingencies there. The state support of DPI is one of these, but we're moving along these lines, and we have looked at the finances. We will be able to build the first six or seven projects.
Thank you for your presentation, Michael.
Thank you.
Very ambitious, but also transformative. I'm going to vote yes.